Welcome to Shalom Achshav on the Daf. Shir is sponsored by Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Shalom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Beitz Adavov. The Gemara on the top of the page brings that Omar Rav Mimois Ezra Veilach LeMatzinu Elo Meubar. From the time of Ezra Sefer, we never found a 2-day Rosh Hashanah. And as the Maharsha explains in Rashi, the idea is that never the Edim came too late that we had to push them to the next day. They always came on time, and we always had Rosh Hashanah only 1 day. What is the reason the Gemara says, Mimois Ezra Veilach? In the time of Ezra, we didn't have it. Master, but at the time of Ezra, we did have it. So Taisus in Rosh Hashanah says that if you look at the Psukim in Nehemiah Perek Ches, you see clearly that they did do 2 days Rosh Hashanah when they came back from the Goyle, when they came back from Bavel. The Pasuk says over there, Ve'avoy Ezra, it's a Torah lifnei HaKol, Mishrad Isho. When was that? They learned Torah on the first day of the 7th month, which was Rosh Hashanah. And it says, they learned over there. And later it says, the pasuk that we know, Chazal already tell us, it's talking about Rosh Hashanah, that Ezra told them, lechu yichlu mashmanim shesu mavtakim, go eat, enjoy, drink, v'shilchu monis le'nachloi, send monis to people who don't have, ki gadoi sheyom la'adineinu, it's the Kaddish day for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And chedvas Hashem himuuschem, the happiness of Hashem, that's what your strength. Right after it says, uvayoyim Hasheni, the next day, nesu Rosh Yovis l'cholom akrani v'alavim, they gathered again in Ezra, u'lehaskil divrei Torah, to understand the Torah. So Torah says over there, when it says nesu, they gathered again, they gather on Yom Tov, which means in the time of Ezra, and they had Rosh Hashanah, there was a 2-day Yom Tov. It was a day, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and they really had 2 days of Yom Tov. But from that time, until Churban HaBayis, they did not have ever 2-day Rosh Hashanah. What's the pshat? What's the reason, really, that in, by time of Ezra, they had a 2-day Rosh Hashanah? And that was the only time they had it until the end of Bayis Rishon. So this goes back to what we spoke about in the previous year. As the Ramaz, or Moshe Zakutza, says on this period of Sefer HaZoyar, that if you look at the Pashup Shah in the Gemara, something doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai established that you have to do a 2-day Rosh Hashanah, as the Gemara concludes that if the Edim came too late, you continue doing 2 days like the time it was in Beis HaMikdash. But throughout the entire Beis HaMikdash, 420 years, they never did a 2-day Rosh Hashanah, except when the time of Ezra. So you're doing a whole takana to act like we do in the time of Beis HaMikdash, when in the time of Beis HaMikdash, that never happened. Says the Ramaz that this goes back to what the Arizal said, because the Arizal said that the reason we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah is because there's 2 dinim. There's din Akasha, din Rafio. There's the more difficult din and the more soft din. And you need both, and that's why you need to have a 2 days Yom Tov. That's only, says the Arizal, after the Churban. But when you go before the Churban, when Beis HaMikdash still exists, you do not need a 2-day Rosh Hashanah. Why not? Says the Arizal, because the 2 dinim that we're doing today in 2 separate days, in the time of Beis HaMikdash, we had the ability to do both at the same day. Obviously, this needs more Havana, what's pshat, what changed. But the koyach that Am Yisrael had in the time of Beis HaMikdash had the power to accomplish the 2 dinim in 1 day. So it's not a coincidence, says the Ramaz, that B'mois Ezra, we did not have a 2-day Rosh Hashanah. It's purposely. During the time of Beis HaMikdash, we're never going to have a 2-day Rosh Hashanah. Because the 2-day Rosh Hashanah is only after the Churban, when you need another day to accomplish the Rosh Hashanah. But during the time of Beis HaMikdash, when you don't need another day, so then we'll always have only 1 day Rosh Hashanah. Except the time of Ezra. Why Ezra will be different? Says Reb Tzadik HaKoyin, the pre-tzadik, he says the pshat is like this. The idea that we need another day Rosh Hashanah after the Churban, that is the revelation of Torah Sheba'al Peh. Meaning that now, not only we need the Hashpah from above, we need our Pe'ula, we need another day that we add, a Torah Sheba'al Peh Dik Yom Tev, to accomplish what we're doing in Rosh Hashanah. The main Torah Sheba'al Peh comes after Churban HaBayis, when we have the Mishnayos and the Gemara. That's the main Torah Sheba'al Peh. But when is the Shoyrish of Torah Sheba'al Peh? When is the root of Torah Sheba'al Peh? That's Ezra. Ezra's Sefer is considered to be the beginning of Torah Sheba'al Peh. It doesn't develop fully until after Churban HaBayis. But it starts the process then. So that's why when Ezra comes, there's a one time, a 2 day Rosh Hashanah. To be Merabes, the Ezra is the Shoyrish, is the root for the Torah Shebaal Peh that will come be revealed after the Churban. And during the time Beis Hamikdash, we always have only 1 day, except that year, the year which is the Shoyrish Torah Shebaal Peh. Anyone who wants to join the Shem Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shemmachshava@gmail.com.